Well, GOP party chairman of North Carolina, Jason Simmons, joins me. Jason, everybody on the text line is demanding to know. I mean, they have so many demands. Did she really pull her money out of North Carolina? Is she giving up? Or is it that she thinks she's already won it? How are things going? Can you answer all these questions for us? Good morning, by the way.
Well, good morning. It's great to be with you. What we've seen is that she's pulled some money down. Supposedly, this was additional money that she didn't need in North Carolina anymore, that she's already satisfied all of her ad buys. But still, it's very interesting that she would be shifting money this late into the cycle.
Yeah. And when you look at where she's shifting it from, this is where a lot of these places where the Democrat vote's supposed to come from. I mean, it's Raleigh, it's Charlotte.
Absolutely. And as we continue to look at the early vote numbers, and this is the same numbers that her and her campaign are looking at, she realizes that she's got a real deficit here in North Carolina through early vote. Republicans now have a 42,000 advantage over Democrats on turnout. And that's a huge number. Republicans have never closed early vote with a lead. And so you look at every county across North Carolina, Democrats have underperformed in each and every one of these counties compared to 2020. And I was out west in our counties, especially McDowell and Henderson, that just stood up early vote locations, additional early vote locations, to be able to deal with just the surge, the demand that's out there. In McDowell County, 8 o'clock, new site opens up and you have people showing up. Henderson County, you've got, you know, hour and a half to 2 hour waits for these locations that just stood up. So our folks across the state, and especially Western North Carolina, are showing up.
That's fantastic news, Jason Simmons. But here's my question. How many are still left to vote? That's the big question in terms of, are more of them Republicans or more of them Democrats? Or, you know, have we maximized our base, turned them out early? What is the status of that?
No, we still have a lot of voters out there that need to go vote. So continue to make a plan, get out and vote. If the lines are long, stay in line and get your vote cast. What we've seen is a small percent of individuals that cast their ballots on Election Day, Republicans, have cast their votes early. So there's still well over 90% of the electorate Republican voters that voted on Election Day that will still need to go and vote. So we still have a huge surge of voters to get out and vote. And especially when you hear the president referring to half of the country as garbage, it just makes that a little bit easier to make sure you go vote your Kamala Harris and Joe Biden out.
And let's talk about early voting for a minute. Tell me, when can North Carolinians still vote early? How long do you have to
do
that?
So you have until Saturday, this Saturday. The polls will be open until 3 p.m. Across North Carolina. So make sure you get out between today and Saturday to get out and vote early and or on Election Day. But the biggest thing is we got to make sure everybody gets out and vote. And if you have questions on hours or locations, you can go to vote.nc.gop.
Vote.nc.gop.
G-O-P.
Oh, yep, vote.nc.gop. Okay, now, if you're not registered, though, tell me about that.
So if you've been a resident in your precinct for more than 30 days, you can still show up and be able to cast your ballot. Make sure you have a photo ID as well as, you know, preferably a utility bill, and you can get out and vote.
So you can still go to an early polling place and register to vote in the state of North Carolina, and you'll be able to do that till 3 p.m. on Saturday, correct?
Correct. With same day voter registration, again, make sure you have a photo ID and the utility bill when you go.
One of the things that's really concerned me, Jason, and again, you are the chairman of the GOP for the state. One of the things that really concerned me is the folks that got hit so hard out in Western North Carolina, and then Joe Biden delayed the military for 6 days, something I think was politically, he did it politically to get them as close to early voting as possible without being dug out. And again, 6 days after the governor requested the military, Joe Biden finally signed, you know, the Stafford approval of it. I just think that was pure evil. How are those counties doing? And it's really about four counties out there that are kind of on the edge of bunkum, and they got hit really, really hard. What's the turnout out there looking like? Are people finding ways to vote?
Absolutely. You had individuals across the state, and especially across Western North Carolina, that were already frustrated with what they've seen for the last 4 years and the hurricane and its devastation. But more importantly, what they've seen is a lack of response from the federal government has only amplified that frustration. And we have seen great turnout across these counties. And where we've needed additional voting locations or hours, we've petitioned those counties. And that's where we were grateful for McDowell and Henderson to stand up additional early vote location sites. But we've also petitioned Buncombe County to have additional hours or additional locations to be able to meet the needs of the voters in those states, or excuse me, in those counties. We've been quite surprised in Buncombe that the Democrats would not allow additional hours or voting locations to be added. It seems, quite puzzling why you would not do so to be able to accommodate voters that have been in these impacted areas. And be able to allow them their right to go and vote.
You're a state party chairman, and I'm sure you talk to a lot of folks nationally here, Scuttlebutt. What are you hearing, Jason Simmons? How do you feel about this whole thing personally?
Well, I think everybody is.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think everybody is very encouraged with what they are seeing nationally. But again, you can't rest on the laurels. You've got to make sure that we continue to put our foot on the gas and finish through these next 6 days. Everybody needs to make sure you vote, but then make sure you take a friend, a family member, a neighbor, people that you go to church with. Everybody needs to get out and vote this election. It's too important to sit on the sidelines.
Amen to that. And give us the website one more time where we can go to find out everything we need to know about early voting.
Yeah. So for hours and locations for early vote, and then on election day for those precincts, you can go to vote.nc.gop.
Look, what you were just telling me about Buncombe and, dilly-dallying around with this idea of, hey, let's make sure that there is enough, that people are able to vote out there. I mean, we're seeing that in Pennsylvania, too. They're already beginning to play games. Look, I've been telling people, if your plan, especially in Georgia or North Carolina, is to vote on election day, then you better not also be planning to work on election day, because that is not a plan. That's not a plan to vote. You have to take the day off. If you really, really want to go on Tuesday and you're determined, awesome, take the day off from work. If you're elderly, can you stand for 3, 4, 5 hours? If you cannot, you need to vote now. My sister went and voted. She's up in North Carolina. Took about an hour. Okay, so it's only going to get harder from here. Tell folks, Jason, why it's important for them to vote early.
Well, if you go out and vote early, one, it allows us to know that you voted, and we can continue to then identify those voters that have not voted and target our resources, our voter contact activities, the phone calls, the door knocks, the text messages. That stops once you voted. So another incentive to go out and vote. But it allows us to target our resources. But it also makes sure that you get your vote out there. We've talked about, swamping the vote, banking the vote, making sure individuals have a plan to go vote, and not allowing, especially on election day where a storm happens, an emergency happens, life happens and it gets in the way. As you talked about, you were voting. It may take a couple of hours to get through the line. Stay in line, whether it's early or on election day. But the most important thing is you got to go vote.
Amen to that. And I want to bottom line what you're just seeing there. You're saying, look, don't make the North Carolina Republican Party, don't make the Trump campaign spend money on you to turn you out by voting on election day, because they're going to see you haven't voted. You guys go through the rolls. You know who hasn't voted. Those texts you get, they're not free. There's your campaigns. They cost valuable money. So you think you're helping Trump by, wait till election day. You're not. You're forcing him to spend money to turn you out that we desperately need him to be spending in another swing state. Am I wrong?
No, you are absolutely correct. We've had over 1 million Republicans unaffiliated. There's been over 3 million votes, so 1 million in each of those buckets. It allows us to then go continue to target our resources on those voters that have not voted yet. and make sure that we can get them to turn out. So you're doing not only yourself a favor by voting early, you're doing ourselves and our candidates a huge favor to be able to allow us to spend additional money on those voters that we need to get turned out.
One more question. It's always been that Democrats dominate early voting, pretty much in the modern era, and Republicans vote later. Democrats are not dominating early voting in North Carolina. That's historic. Are you seeing anything that suggests to you that they are going to show up on Election Day, that maybe we've just swapped with them in terms of strategies?
You've not seen anything yet that would suggest that. You are seeing across the state, and again, I echo, there's not one county where Democrats have a higher total than they did in 2020 at this time. And so that's a significant number, but we've also seen Republicans continuing to get out there and vote. So you can't just rest on your laurels, and you can't just hope and anticipate that Democrats aren't going to turn out. We've got to make sure to get all of our voters out.
Or, Jason, we're going to be ruled by people who think we are, quote, garbage, unquote.
Yes, and we're already seeing how they treat us today, and yeah. You see the lack of response in Western North Carolina, and that's indicative of that mentality.
Absolutely. Jason Simmons, NC GOP Party Chair, thank you so much for joining us on The Tara Show this morning.
Thank you.